stop. Notice how I look you in your eye. Let's go. Next time a nigga getting shot. If you really love me, fuck me like a thot. If you really let me do what I say, when you get in here, let me dead in my eye. Make a play and I'ma set it on fire. My little bitch is a masterpiece. I ain't even gotta be funny when I'm telling no joke. She still gon' laugh at me. Still suck my dick when she mad at me. Let a nigga make me mad, you see. I nod my head in this bitch. Them niggas gon' slide on your bitch ass for me. Bust down, Cartier, new masterpiece. My little bitch is a masterpiece. I ain't even gotta be funny when I'm telling no joke. She still gon' laugh at me. Still suck my dick when she mad at me. Let a nigga make me mad. I nod my head in this bitch. Them niggas gon' slide on your bitch ass for me. Bust down, Cartier, new mask. Let down the window, you see me. Let that bitch down. We got AR, 459s in the two-tone Lamborghini. I walk in this bitch by myself. Niggas still got on all this bling bling. I told reach out the top on that Royal LeBron. This bitch with that thing. They just told me that somebody died, but it don't bother me. That's a G thing. No, it don't bother me. It's a G-way. I don't know what went down at that Walmart. I don't know what happened on that freeway. Okay, there go that baby. He back now. Run that back, ain't bitch. Turn that on replay. Oh, he still got that shit with that bop in it. Oh, they thought that little nigga went pop, didn't it? I'm one of them superstar rappers who actually pop, or who really gon' pop niggas.
I'm one of them.
We really don't pop niggas. Tryna send when you little niggas up, take the clout with you. And I got this little boot thing. Soon as I went and got her purse, put my Glock in it. Like, babe, you my bitch now. She know I don't mean no disrespect, I just talk different, nigga. My little bitch is a masterpiece. I ain't even gotta be funny when I'm telling no joke. She still gon' laugh at me, still so.
Yo, what's going on? It's the homie Mez. He tuned in to Mez Drinks and Chill. We in the building for another episode. I got the homie Morgan back.
Hey guys,
Morgan was good. Morgan was on the patriarchy episode.
Yes, I hope you guys enjoyed it.
People love that episode.
I knew it was gonna be a favorite.
It was definitely one of the top episodes that people gave me feedback on.
What were people's thoughts? Let me hear this real quick.
A lot of people didn't even know what patriarchy was. That was the crazy part. And women definitely loved that episode because they were like, yo, Morgan, she needs to run for president. I'm like, yo, relax, all right? Nah, you did your thing. Like, that was one of my favorite episodes, too.
Yeah, well, good.
We did
it was a lot of really good dialogue, and we kind of, like, touched on a ton of different topics and how people just don't understand that we fully exist in the world of patriarchy. So, glad it was a good one.
I appreciate you coming through and dropping so much knowledge for us.
Anytime.
Today, we're going to be talking about ego.
Which go hand in hand with patriarchy, but it's okay.
Really? So ego is a person's sense of self-esteem or self-importance. Now, a few weeks back, I put up a post that said, don't quote me verbatim, especially with the alcohol now, but it said, once a man conquers his ego, he's ready for the world. Once a woman conquers her emotions, she's ready for the world. How do you feel about that statement? But before I even ask you that, let me tell you what people were reacting to that. Like, women were in my DM saying, we're not just emotion. We have ego too. Men are emotional too. And I'm like, I understand all that. But like, if you really look at it just from a blank, like just step back and look at it, men normally deal with more ego and women deal with more emotion. And that's not to say it's a good thing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying that's just what it is. Do you agree? Do you disagree? How do you feel about that?
Well, for one, I want everyone to start looking at statements as blanket statements and right. Stop thinking that someone's trying to put you in a corner and generalize you, put you in a bubble. Like, if someone makes a statement about something, don't automatically think that they're trying to generalize you. There are some statements that are not blanket statements and they want to put you in a corner.
Right.
But I particularly think this actual meme was just trying to address what men struggle with most and what women struggle with most.
Right.
Do I think that men struggle with their egos and their pride? Yes. Yeah. Yes, I do.
Of course.
I think that there are a lot of men that have insanely fragile egos, which we're going to get into that. But I do. I've got several friends that are in my circle that struggle tremendously with emotional stability and recognizing their emotions and the challenges that they have with that. Me, I am not a very emotional person. I'm very black and white.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't make emotional decisions when it comes to anything. I make decisions based upon the information that I have, fact versus fiction, right versus is wrong. Like, I'm just a very logical person.
That's my problem.
Yes.
And I say problem because people look at me like
they look at you as though like you don't have any emotions or you don't have any feelings.
Thank
and
you.
You struggle with sympathy, which like I'm an empath, so I can't struggle with emotions because like I feed on the emotions of other people because like that's just how I am. But at the end of the day, when we're talking about a situation, if you put yourself in a situation, you put yourself in a
bingo
situation. Like, is that's just what it is.
Do you think that's an accountability thing?
I think that people struggle with it being an accountability thing. Yeah. I think that people should learn to take responsibility for their actions when it comes to things.
Yeah.
But when it comes to me, as far as in how I respond to that, I'm working on being more sympathetic because my friends do need sympathy from me.
Yeah.
And I think it's best for all of us to show up best that mm-hmm. we can, the best way we can for our friends. Mm-hmm. And if your friends need sympathy, give your friends sympathy, you know?
I think people, for the most part, like when they come to me with their problems or any type of, they just want to talk, I think they understand, like they appreciate that. I'm not the person to talk to if you want to be lied to, right? So
listen,
I'm
the exact same way.
I'm gonna tell you exactly what it is, and because I just deal with logic. Like if you're telling me I did this and then I did this and it led to that, and you're mad about how it led to that, I'm like, how? Like, what did you think was gonna happen when you added one with one? You're gonna get two every time. So to me, it's hard. Like people look at me like, you just don't have no emotions. You don't care. I'm like, I do care, but I'm also trying to help you look at it like
a different perspective.
Yeah.
Perspective is key when it comes to everything.
Yeah. So
if you're not prepared to listen to someone else's perspective, don't call Mez's phone.
Please don't
call my phone.
Hit somebody else's line. Cause I'm gonna tell you exactly what it is. I can't lie to you. Cause to me, I mean, I can, but to me, what's the point? Like we're not really friends. If I could sit there and lie to you and say, I'm just trying to get you off the phone. Nah. Speaking of ego, right? Let's start with a man's ego, right? Mm-hmm. Like, a man is not supposed to turn down pussy, right? Mm-hmm. According to, especially when you're younger, it's like, it's one of them things where like, if you turn down pussy, like, it's almost like, are you gay? Like, how could you turn down pussy? Like, is that an ego thing? Like, do you look at that as an ego thing? Like, or like men having to have a lot of sexual partners type thing? Like,
I do think it's an ego thing. I think it's a pride thing, but I also think it's just an extreme disconnect with you as a person mm-hmm. and not having any standards. I do think that mm-hmm. men should have standards.
Men, not you. She's talking men in general. She said you not having any standards. Men. She's
men.
Nah, I'm fucking with you.
Yeah. Should have standards. If you guys right. do not have standards at this point, please institute some type of standards. Do not. First off, STDs, STIs are very much so real. Mm-hmm. And I just think that as a unit, you guys should learn to, and yes,
yeah.
I'm saying you.
Yeah,
again,
now I'm fucking with you. Yeah.
You guys should learn to just establish some standards and stop being so willing and so open to sleeping with anything that has a hole. You know, like that yeah. is not healthy. But also you guys got to understand the power that you all have within your bodies as well. You know, like when yeah. you're swapping bodily fluids with someone, you are swapping soul ties, you are swapping.
Do you believe
all
in soul
types.
Ties?
Yes, I do.
Really?
I don't think that you should be sleeping with any and everybody that comes into your circle. Like you guys yeah. got to step into your power just as much. Like there are women that are going, that are literally becoming celibate every other day. You know, I think that yeah. men are well within their right to do the exact same thing. And someone calls you any type of name because you reject them, it is a direct reflection of their fragile ego. It is not a reflection of you at all.
So on the flip side, one of the things that women deal with as far as ego, because you led us to that, is them not being able to accept rejection. Like if a man doesn't want to deal with them or whatever.
I am perfectly fine with a man not wanting to deal with me yeah. because I do believe all things happen for a reason. But at the same time, if a man meets me and he realizes, Morgan, you're too much, you're too intellectual, you're not, you're too whatever it is, mm-hmm. I'm perfectly fine with that because then you just weren't supposed to be someone that I was supposed to deal with in the first place.
So then there's a lot of women who feel like if you don't want to fuck with them, like they'll call you. I've had shit, I speak personally, like, I remember a chick thought or called me gay basically because I didn't want to fuck with her. And I'm just looking at her like,
that's her fragile ego.
Yeah. But to me, a part of me, thank God I wasn't offended crazy by that. Cause I'm like, I could tell she was just hurt by in that sense. Cause I wanted to call her out her name and just tell her that she wasn't anything that
all
was.
That.
Yeah.
Cause that's what y'all always say.
But I know. And then I didn't want to seem like the typical nigga who just saying that shit, but I just really didn't, I wasn't attracted to her at all. But most right. niggas was like, nigga, you still could fuck her. I'm like, I don't want nothing to do with shorty. Like,
but the thing is like, what y'all also got to understand is you saying the line, oh, you can still fuck her. Like shorty could have all types of diseases. She could have any type of infection going on.
She
could
be
trying to trap
period.
You. Yeah. She could be toxic. She could be a headache. You know, like yeah. why gamble? Like why put yourself in that situation if you are genuinely not interested in that person?
Right. But her ego was broken.
Out of this
I'm
world.
Like,
yeah.
And the thing is, I know a lot of times there are a lot of fragile, because all right, so let me keep saying this because on the flip side, it could be for both. But because people are going to be like, well, men have fragile egos when you reject them too. I know, but I think we're more programmed to deal with it than women are because for the most part, most men would just sleep with a girl or deal with a girl, even if they're not attracted to them. And
for what though?
Well, that's a different case. It's just because to say you had some sex or just because you could do it. Like, it's like an ego thing. That's an ego thing too. Like, okay. You know what I mean? But men, like, I always give the example. If me and Sapphire go to the club, we can holler at 10 women. First woman, I could try to holler and she's not interested. Cool, keep it moving. The ninth girl holler at me or 10th girl, I still struck gold. I don't even think about the first eight who said they weren't interested. But a woman could really be hurt just by one nigga not. It's kind of hard to ask because you don't give a fuck. So.
Well, ask me. Let's see how I respond.
But I guess you already responded to it. Like, if you at a bar and you see some guy you like and you try to, you know, talk to him or whatever, and he's like, I'm not interested or I'm married or whatever, like, you wouldn't feel no type of way?
No.
Yeah.
I think that I'm really big on conversation. Like, I'm a conversationalist, so I can literally talk to anybody. I don't really give a damn who it is.
Right.
And one thing I've just had to learn at a young age was every person that's engaging with me and talking to me isn't interested in me. Right. Now, there is a strong chance that some people are interested in me. Like, for example, I went to go hang out with somebody a couple weeks ago, and... I'm going to be cautious how I say this. And she just recently gone through a breakup. And my boyfriend assumed that the reason why she was hanging out with me is because she's on the opposite side of the fence now because she's gone through a breakup. Like, I'm not going to make that assumption that because somebody wants to hang out with me, that they are genuinely interested in me. Like, she could have just wanted a breath of fresh air, you know, a new person to talk to, a new person to hang out with.
That's the alcohol talking. That is definitely a breath of fresh air.
To be around someone, like, I've never known this girl before. I met her at an event. And she was like, let's go hang out. And I was like, cool. You want to go here? We can get lunch. We can get coffee. We can get drinks. I don't really give a shit.
Yeah.
But it's like, naturally, guys in my life assumed she's trying to get in your pants. I'm like, what? Like, where the hell did you even get that from? Like, she just wants to go and get lunch.
Right.
And it's like, and I just had to learn that everybody's not interested in me. Everyone that wants to hang out with me isn't interested in me.
And that's
I'm okay
the crazy thing.
That.
Like, I never would think, is that an ego thing? Like, I'm never intimidated by a woman. Like,
that is 100% an ego thing.
That's crazy.
That's definitely an ego thing.
That just hit me right now. Like, I would never be thinking like, oh, this woman wants my girl. Like, I would, and it wouldn't even if she did, I wouldn't give a fuck.
Steal your girl.
Yeah. I would not be offended by it. I wouldn't even care. Like, I don't know. That's an ego thing, I guess. I just thought about that. Like,
That's definitely an ego thing. Were you thinking that a girl can't steal your girl?
Yeah. And I don't even think I'd be mad if she... I don't know. And like, to me, it's going to sound crazy, but I would rather lose my girl to another woman than another man.
Ego and pride.
That's crazy. I just thought about that.
Look at you having to come into a...
Yeah, I did. I just thought about that. Exactly.
In
our
podcasting session.
That's dope. Yeah. How you feel about that? That's ego, you said?
100%. I think that men, and this is like kind of like a survival of the fittest, like if we were in the jungle type thing, like you don't ever want to lose your bitch to another alpha male or another beta male. You know, like you're fine with losing her to a female I can't even compete with her.
Yeah.
You're fine with that.
That's a fact.
She's just like, I'm going to take that L against a female. But if she comes back full circle and she's back dating guys again, we're going to have a problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wouldn't give a damn then. But yeah, that's dope. But I done lost my train of thought. You had me come to a whole different.
He done had a whole self-realization.
And I didn't even need mushrooms.
Didn't even mean to. You need shrooms.
Right. But all right. So guys, another thing with ego is a man's ego. Like we majority of guys that I know will say, I'm not sure if it's true or not, but they will never take their girl back if she cheated on them. That's an ego thing.
Absolutely.
But on the flip side, women have no problem doing it. Well, I ain't going to say no problem, but...
Men do not think that women... women should be accepting of a man cheating.
Yeah.
No.
Because like... Oh,
I am no nonsense across the board. Like I... At the end of the day, if you decide to give our love away or violate our relationship, then you don't respect me. You don't respect our relationship. So there's no reason for us to be together. Like, it doesn't matter who cheated on who. It's just still the principle of the fact that there is no more love. There is no more respect. There's no more integrity in our relationship. So I'm not about to play this game with you.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, what you can do, I can always do better.
Yeah.
Women, remember that. Like, what they can do, women always do it better, and it's always going to hurt 10 times worse when we do it.
Way worse. That's another ego thing. Like, when y'all do something to us that we did to y'all,
it hurts y'all so bad that it's like, but I just did the exact same thing that you did.
But you're not supposed to do that, is what men say. Yeah, like it's almost like we're supposed to be doing that type of stuff. Like, we're okay to sleep around or do whatever.
Yeah, it's okay for you guys to be in polygamous relationships. Yeah. It's not okay for a woman to have, like, there's this one girl that's going around Instagram and she's got two husbands. And everyone is completely thrown off by Shorty because she's got two very good looking men that are both married to her. They might not be married. They might be in boyfriend, girlfriend relationships or whatever it is. Yeah. But
and they're both everybody's like regular thinking, like there's nothing slow about them.
Straight. Nothing. And it's like, and she's a beautiful woman. So wait,
hold on. Are they gay or like, do they mess around with each other?
To my knowledge, they are both straight.
Wow, that's crazy.
So it's like, people were completely thrown off by this relationship because they're just like, how is she able to entertain both of these men the same way men entertain two women? It's the exact same thing, but just on the flip side. Wow. She's just in love with two men.
Yeah, but...
And they live together and everything.
What?
Yeah, they live in the same house together.
Mm-hmm. There's no
You got to look it up.
Yeah, I'm definitely... You got to send me that information.
I'm going to have to find her on Instagram. But listen, it worked. Like, she takes selfies with them and posts, like, going on dates, going on dinner dates with both of them in the picture. Like,
who pays?
They are both... They probably...
See the stupid shit that pops up in my head when I...
Between the two of them, where he pays for one and guy number one pays for one and guy number two... I don't know. She makes it work,
and
though.
She goes out with both of them together? Mm-hmm. She's a G. I definitely got to do some research on
her. But
what
I think messed people up more than anything else is that both men are straight. I think that's the problem. A lot of people.
As soon as you said that, like, they got to be fucking with each other. Mm-hmm. And they just like a little trim on the side.
Nope. According to what I read on Instagram, they are both straight men that are both in a polygamous relationship with this woman.
Wow.
But see, like, you see how that's completely shocked you? Now, if I told you about a man that had two beautiful women by his side, you wouldn't even bat an eye.
That's art. It's beauty.
Shut up.
Because I'm thinking, like, I'm definitely not going to be sleeping in the same bed with this other nigga with our wife.
Yeah, you on one side and the other on the other side. What's the problem?
No.
You can be the big spoon tonight.
No,
and then
big
he'll be
spoon,
the small spoon.
I'm never going to be the little spoon in anything. Like, I couldn't even imagine being in the same bed with another man. Like, let alone.
Y'all aren't even touching each other. She's in the
matter.
Middle.
Nah, you got to sleep on the floor or in another room. Like, if that happens, we definitely. It's one thing to share a chick, but then we got to sleep in the same bed as another with another man. There's no way.
She got a California king. Y'all are nowhere near each other.
She can have two California kings then. We got to have two separate rooms or bunk beds. Like, you take that.
So you can't be in a polygamous relationship.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't. Yeah, when it fits, when it benefits you.
Yes, yeah. But
pride,
not
ego.
Yeah, that's ego.
Bullshit.
There's no way. Polygamy all day, you can have 10 wives, but ain't no other niggas coming in the room. Like,
ladies, do y'all hear this?
Just think
y'all
about it.
Y'all are going to continuously allow this behavior to exist.
No,
ladies,
but
go out here and get you two men.
Yeah, if that makes
three
you happy.
Three men. Four men. I don't give a shit how many you have to get.
Yeah.
We have to dismantle this bullshit because this is patriarchy that Mez is talking right now. He doesn't even fully realize
no,
it.
No.
I
get it.
We had a full conversation about men doing things that women are not allowed to do. That is patriarchy. That is whispering in your ear. That little devil sitting on your shoulder right now, that little black and red devil on your shoulder is the patriarchy speaking to you, the misogyny speaking to you.
No, see, the thing is, I'm not saying she can't do it. I'm saying what I'm not comfortable with doing. That's
okay,
all I'm
then.
Saying.
Your ass gotta go. You get off the roster, Mez.
Yeah, I'm waving my own self on that one. I'm like,
he's waving the white flag.
Yeah,
sub
me out of
he's
this
done.
Game. Like,
he's,
this is not what I signed done. Up for. Now, if it's working out for them, God bless them.
It's working out really well.
God bless them. But
according
see,
to social media, but
yeah, because to me, this is gonna be a bunch of questions that I would have with that. But
yo, people have like, you got to go through her comments. Like, I go through all her comments and her pictures, and people are constantly asking so many questions. Like, who pays for dates? Who's the big spoon tonight? Like, it's so many questions that are going on. So you got to go through her comments and read. I wish I had her damn Instagram, but I'm
yeah,
sure
we would plug it in if we did.
I'm sure somebody will find her. I'm sure somebody.
Hidden at the same time.
Like,
we're not
going to
have this conversation
side.
Right
yeah,
now.
So,
that is not our business.
So another thing with women's ego, right?
Mm-hmm.
If she's about to have sex with a man and the man can't get hard, usually Matter of fact, most of the time it's the man's, right? Right? Because a man, there's times where it could be stress, it could be blood flow, it could be so many reasons, and it's usually the man's fault why he can't get hard, right? Right. Usually, right? Of course, and I don't want y'all jumping and say, well, it could be times where, yes, we know that, but majority of times because of the man that he can't get hard. But majority of the time, in those situations, women will take that as if, what's wrong with me? Why he didn't, why can't he get hard with me? Is it me? Like, they take it, that is that an ego thing with them?
That's the first question. And the second question is, who has he been sleeping with?
Those Wait,
the,
what?
Those are the top two questions that women will ask themselves when their man can't get hard, when they
Oh, shit, I didn't even think about it. Yeah, because that means you've already busted one or two or three and came back.
Yep. Oh, or you just don't want to have sex with me anymore and you want to have sex with this new bitch. Like, that's, those are the questions that we start asking.
See, I never thought about the number two.
Yeah, that's what it is. So it's like that, and I'm not saying like, so I had an issue with my ex where he was having a blood flow issue. So he was like really low on iron. He'd been working out a lot, not taking his vitamins, not eating enough red meat, that whole situation. So him and I had a conversation about it. He had no idea what the hell was going on. I looked it up. We talked to a doctor. You just got to start taking iron pills. After he started taking iron pills, we had no more issues.
Yeah.
But in situations like where if he didn't feel comfortable talking to me, my mind would have just started wandering. And I just would have said, okay, there's obviously something wrong with me. Does he not like the way that I smell anymore? Does he not like the way that I feel anymore? Like, we just start going through all these situations. And then once I realize that I'm not the problem, then I'm going to start pointing my fingers at somebody else saying, he got to be fucking another bitch if he doesn't want to have sex.
Is that ego too? That's also ego.
The first assumption is not, the second one is.
Wait,
but it's like, once I've checked all the boxes that I'm not the problem, it's got to be that he's engaging with another
person. But how is the first one not ego when you're thinking it's you? So isn't that your ego saying like, damn, is it me? Like, is it?
I guess it could be definitely. I'm saying? I definitely see that now.
And then, so they're both actually ego, because the first one it is. And then on the flip side, you're thinking like, oh, it's fuck that. It can't be me. It got to be some. He's either busting nuts somewhere else.
Yep.
So those are both egos, but.
Both are egos. Yep.
Even though majority of the time, it's just the man. Like, it's just, it's really.
But it's like, what man wants to admit that he can't get hard?
Yeah.
That's also your ego. That's also your pride, you know, being able to admit that you are having blood flow issues, that you haven't been drinking enough water, that you haven't been working out enough, that you haven't been sleeping enough, that you're very stressed out. Like,
that you're indulging that you're indulging too much in, like, smoking weed, drinking too much. There's so many combinations on why a man can't get hard. It's never, well, I ain't gonna say it's never, it's usually 80%, 85% is because of the man's fault of what he is or
what
isn't
you're consuming.
Doing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's another ego thing. What about a man fighting or wanting to kill the man who might be cheating with his wife or girlfriend? That's the ego thing. Because, you know, a lot of times they be like, oh, you're supposed to be a G, you're supposed to be a player. Like, if a nigga fuck your bitch, never check the dude. But it's like, nigga, your ego is going to want to hurt that dude.
Especially if you see him.
Yeah. I think the only, well, I ain't going to say that, but I think the majority of the time when you really want to hurt the person is if it's somebody you cool with or somebody who's betraying you. Mm-hmm. That's just that cool shit that nigga say, but I don't give a fuck what you, most niggas are going to want to hurt that dude.
I agree.
No matter whether you know him or not, because it's like, when I was talking
it's
to my homeboy.
Survival of the fittest.
Yeah, my homeboy is
into.
Like, especially if he knows she's in a relationship and you're like, that means you're intentionally disrespecting me. So now I have to disrespect you. So that's the ego thing too.
I completely agree. But it's also like where it's an ego thing, a disrespect thing, a pride, an integrity. Like, then you start really rethinking that relationship you had with that person. Yeah. Especially if it's one of your homeboys.
Oh, if it's one of your homeboys.
Somebody that's in your entourage,
he
we got a
has
problem.
To get it. Like, he is going
he's
to
like,
be
he
hurt.
Go.
Yeah, he's going to, like, all pain has to come his way. Because that's just, it's not even a fact. This is the, there's so many levels of disrespect to that. But yeah, that's definitely, how do women feel about that? Like, do y'all?
Wait, so then let me ask you this. Would you rather her cheat with a perfect stranger?
Hell yeah. If my homeboy did that, that's so many levels of foul on both of their ends. Like, I ain't even gonna go there, but it's gonna be very, very bad on all for all parties with shit like that. Like,
very, very,
very bad. Yeah, like,
I get it. There's girls out here sleeping with niggas' daddies, though, so you might want to be careful.
With niggas' daddies? Mm. If a chick slept...
Bruh.
Yo, can you imagine? What are you supposed to say to your dad?
I'm about to open up a whole can of worms right now. There's girls out here saying, oh, you want to play with me? I'm going to go sleep with your daddy. There's girls out here whole lives sleeping with your father.
because you, what you gonna do? Kill your dad? Like, what the?
What do you
fuck?
Do in that situation? How do you even respond?
I'm gonna become a nun. I mean, a monk. I'm going to the mountains. Like, I'm out of here. Like, I'm never talking to my pops again. That would be heartbreaking if your pop smashed your wifey. Jesus Christ.
Bruh, that shit is crazy. Shit get real crazy out here.
Nah, that's different. What about women? Another thing with ego with women is like not getting the attention they want, right?
Yeah.
And it could be from anything. Like if you, let's just start with social media. If you post a picture and you think you're killing it, like, oh, this picture is going to do numbers on the gram, and you put it up and nobody's liking it, nobody's commenting, like, is that it? How do you feel about that? Like,
so when it comes to answer the first part of your question, when it comes to me, like, receiving any attention from my significant other, I'm not the type of person. You know, I told you guys earlier, my boyfriend can be on his Xbox playing Call of Duty. I'm on my computer editing pictures. We're both in our own world, but we're in the sharing the same space. That is, like, perfectly fine with me.
Yeah.
I don't want somebody all up under me all the time. I'm hot natured. I don't want nobody holding my hand. I'm not doing no cuddling. Like, I'm super good on all of that. But, like, yeah, sharing the same space with that person while we're doing our own thing is more than enough for me. So it's like, I would say I challenge everyone that is listening to this to figure out what the root of the issue is. So mm-hmm. Are you upset that you're not getting attention from your significant other, or are you upset that you didn't get attention from your mommy and daddy when you were younger? You know, finding out what childhood battle you mm-hmm. kind of have, because I really think that that's the root of a lot of issues that especially millennials have, which I know are predominant amount of your listeners. Mm-hmm. But figuring out what the root of the issue is and stop making someone else responsible for your healing.
Yeah.
You are supposed to heal within yourself, and you should heal individually. You should not be forcing your current significant other to heal with you, because those are your personal issues. You need to deal with that shit on your own.
I had to hit that one on you.
Listen, that healing, which, like, I've been having a lot of conversations with people about healing, because I know 2020 was a lot for everybody. And a lot of us lost a lot of loved ones. But at the same time, it's like, you cannot force someone to heal you. You have to do that shit by yourself.
Yeah.
And it sucks to go through healing by yourself. But it's not fair for you to drag someone through the trenches with you when you're the one that has all the internal battles to deal with.
Yeah. And we were talking earlier about the fact that, like, when you're dealing with somebody like me, and I also like yourself, like, we think so logical that
Mez and I are black and white to a fault, like, very fault, very black and white,
to where people think I'm emotional. It's like, I'm not emotional. I definitely feel the feelings, but it just, once I feel the feeling, I get to the root of the problem. Like, how can I fix this, and what was the root of this problem?
Yeah. And not everybody's solution oriented though, and that's one thing that I had to learn a lot.
Ooh, that's big. You're right.
Not everyone's like that. Some people just want to sit around and talk about their problems. And I'm going to let y'all know this right now. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, I would love to be friends with every last one of y'all, but do not call my damn phone if you just want to talk about your problems. Yo. If we can talk about your problem, I'm going to give you 10 minutes to go off about your problem. At 10 minutes and 1 second, we need to be discussing a solution. Like, I legitimately want to know what your thoughts are, how we moving forward, how we progressing. Are we fighting the bitch? Are we firing the bitch? Like, what are we doing? Like, I just want to make sure that we're not sitting around talking about problems all day. I'm not that friend. And I've come to that realization years ago that I do not have the ability to possess to be that friend. You're not going to call my phone and shit on me all day. Yeah. You're not going to call me. I'm not your trash can. I'm not your dumpster. I don't work for the city. You're not about to call me with that bullshit.
Because energy is contagious. Like, if somebody calls you,
I'm
and they're
just... I'm an empath, Miz. Imagine people calling me all day, filling my damn phone, my email, my social media, with all this bullshit. I don't want to hear none of that.
And see, that's what be killing me, because people be like, you don't have any emotions. I'm like, I do. So when you call me with your negativity, my emotions are fucking drained. So I do have emotions, and you're fucking up my emotions with this bullshit, especially when it can easily, easily, easily be fixed. And that, I like my emotions to be on high. I like my vibration, my vibes, everything to just be high. Like,
we should all be vibrating at our higher selves. But unfortunately, life makes it a little difficult.
Yeah.
But you also have to know how to deal with those emotions and those issues. And
right.
you calling your best friend to shit on them, not knowing what they got going on today, not knowing if they're about to go into a huge interview, if they're about to go into a conference call, they're about to make the deal of their lives, and you just called them an hour before their fucking call to shit on them because somebody pissed yeah. you off at work. I don't fucking care about any of that.
Yeah.
I really don't. I'm the last person that wants to hear about that shit. Yo.
And that's when I get called emotionless, because somebody call me, or I'll just hear some of the complaints. I always say this term. I'm like, those are first world problems. Like, I say that all the
literally
time.
What it is, literally problems that we have in America is that people are sitting yeah. around complaining about X, Y, and Z. Like, we've got tons of opportunity in this country to make shit happen for yourself. I yeah. would challenge everyone to do that. But do yourself a favor. And if you are having a lot of challenges in your personal life, I'm 100% an advocate for therapy.
Yeah.
Find yourself a therapist. You can literally text a therapist tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And they will talk you through processing those feelings and emotions. Like, do not call your friends. Your friends are not your therapist. Your yeah. family's not your therapist. Like, do not call them with your personal issues and just deal with it. You know, heal yeah. and get past that stuff so that you can vibrate at your higher self. You can't do that
right.
when you're walking around shitting on everybody because yeah. you just had a real bad day at work today.
And anytime I start feeling down, like, this is why, like, and the thing is, I guess because I don't really open myself up to talk to people about my problems, so I just deal with it myself. And I just, anytime I start feeling down, I just look at, I count my blessings, because I'm like how I was saying the first world problems. I'm like, nigga, somebody just got kidnapped by the Taliban. Somebody just got raped right now. Somebody just got sentenced to 100 years. And you over here complaining about your fucking latte, or like, oh, Starbucks, they didn't put enough whipped cream on my I be sitting there like, shut up, nigga. That's what you complaining about? Like,
nope.
Yeah.
I'm the wrong bitch for that. They didn't put ketchup on my.
You know, I'd be like, yo. So, and then when people, like, I get mad at that, they'd be like, why are you so easily irritated? I'm like, because listen to what you're complaining about. Like, listen, like, nigga, count your fucking blessings. Like, yeah. it could all be gone tomorrow. Like, just be happy. And people will think like that. I don't know. I just look at shit in black and white, and I'll be wanting solutions for problems. I don't want to dwell on it.
Work on.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely work on it.
Gray area yeah. a little bit. Because I'm working on it. You know, like, all of last year and going into this year, and I've realized that my friends need a little bit more support from me, and they need me to kind of weigh in on several issues. Like, I'm learning to exist in that gray area for a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to my business, my professional life, my personal life, I'm black and white. But when it comes to supporting my friends, I'm okay with hanging out in the gray area a couple hours per week. You know, like,
is it annoying to
as
you
long
though?
As it's not no 50 Shades of Grey type shit, I'm good right, with hanging right, out right. in it a little bit. Yes, it is annoying, it is inconvenient, but that's what relationships are. You know, relationships are inconvenient. They're exhausting, yeah. they're tiring, but you pick and choose who you want to have those relationships with. That's the beauty of autonomy. You know, you get to make the decision as to who you want to pour into other people and who you don't. And the people that are in my life right now, I love them very dearly. So I'm going to set aside my feelings, my pride, my emotions, yeah. and I'm going to listen to them. And then I'm going to say what the hell I want to say, but yeah. I'm still going to listen to them. I'm going to allow them those few minutes to vent about their issues.
Are pride and ego kind of the same thing?
I think so.
I
always called my issues when I was younger pride, because I just felt like ego was a much more aggressive term.
Yeah.
But what do you think? Same. I think growing up, I think that I was having more of a pride thing. And it was just like, when I was growing up, I was hell on fucking wheels. Like, I was out of control. Like, I was temperamental. I was volatile. I was a loose cannon.
Really?
When I was in high school. And then I was like, I played volleyball and softball, so I was a great athlete. And then I was smart, and I had a smart mouth, and I have a fat ass. So it's like, it just became a whole issue where I was like,
mm-hmm.
Morgan's gonna be a problem. And I was.
Yeah.
I was very much so a problem. And I entertained a lot of guys. I didn't start having sex till I got to college, but I entertained a lot of guys when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. Like, that was just my thing, where I was like, I'll talk to you and your homeboy. I don't give a shit.
Is that an ego thing?
Well, it was a pride thing.
Same thing, basically. That's word semantics, I guess.
No, it was a pride thing. It yeah. was a pride. I'm not going to say it was an ego thing. It was a pride thing. But yeah, I mean, I grew up, and then I realized that I was hurting more people than mm-hmm. I was serving more people. And that was when I had that change of heart when I got to college.
Another thing is with ego, letting go of your ego, like the streets, right? A lot of times, young black men, we have this thing with wanting to be street niggas, right? when Jeezy and Gucci battled, a lot of people, it was one of his homeboys that he was growing up with, Kinky B, I think is his name. He said that day, because I guess if, for those who don't know, Gucci Mane allegedly killed one of Jeezy's homeboys, right? And then they did a battle. So people, a lot of street people were saying Gucci lost all his, I mean, it's the fucking alcohol. Jeezy lost all his street cred after he did that battle with him and tried to bury the beef.
Right.
How do you feel about that? Because to me, all right, I'll speak on it, because especially coming from a man's point of view, after a certain while, you got to leave the streets alone. Like, you got to wake the fuck up and understand that the streets ain't shit. Like, you don't get nothing out the streets. The streets don't show nobody love. It's always a dead end. Like, why do y'all still want to be street niggas? Like, we've seen so many examples of what happens in the streets, right?
Yeah.
And when a nigga said that, I was like, fuck the streets. Like, Jeezy seems happy. When I look at Jeezy, I see a happy dude. Like, he's married. He's not even thinking about the streets. He's rich. Like, the last thing on his mind is probably the streets, because when he thinks about the streets, he probably just sees nothing but all his homeboys from the streets getting locked up, killed. It's a lot of bad shit that happened when he thinks about the streets. So he's probably like, fuck the streets. I don't need street right. cred. Mm-hmm. So how do you feel about that? Like, as far as like the man's ego in the streets, and I know I spoke a lot about it, but mm-hmm. just.
I don't understand the obsession with idolizing mm-hmm. being a street nigga. You know, like, I've never fully understood that. I also think that it's intriguing that people gravitate to that type of energy. You know, mm-hmm. that's the reason why I feel like people idolize that lifestyle of right. being a street nigga, you mm-hmm. know, like, and the 2020 version of a street nigga is very different from what we grew up on yeah. an actual street nigga.
Seems
and
like
that's the
no
most
rules.
Intriguing. Like, these new generation, this like Gen Z, they have no idea what the
at
fuck
all.
Anybody's talking about. Like, I used to hang out in the hood with hood niggas on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And it's like, and I'm not even gonna lie, like, I felt more secure with them than
Facts.
I felt with anybody else that I ever hung out with.
Yeah.
You know, like, I hung out with me and my best friend. They'd be selling drugs, doing their own thing, and
yeah.
they would never allow us to see anything. We would never touch anything.
It was
like,
rules back
it
then.
It was very, very much so rules, you
yeah.
know, like, and if there was a lady in the room, we didn't talk. You didn't talk disrespectfully. You didn't talk crazy. You didn't bring nobody
yeah.
in the house you didn't trust. Like, it was very, very strict rules, because I hung out with a lot of hood niggas.
Yeah.
It was very strict rules, and if you didn't follow those rules, you got your ass beat. Like, that's
yeah.
just literally what it was. You don't talk like that in front of a woman.
That's a fact.
You don't talk like that in front of a lady. Like, we don't do any of this shit around them. They're
yeah.
coming to hang out,
and
that's it.
Yeah, you don't show them anything. You don't.
No,
these
you don't
niggas
give
nowadays,
them anything. We don't talk about anything. Like, business is business. I ain't got nothing to do with these two ladies coming over here hanging out. That ain't got shit to do with that.
These niggas nowadays record themselves doing illegal activity. It's one thing to record yourself. It's another thing to fucking post it. Like, these
man,
niggas
I saw that video that you posted today
yo,
about that dude getting
yo.
His ass beat. When I tell you, I was
oh
crying
God.
Real tears
Me
of
too.
Laughter. Like, I was legitimately cracking up. He was bawling.
Bawling crying.
On live.
That's what
Cop
he really
literally
is.
Had to tell him to calm down.
That right there, the way he was crying, I had this discussion with so many people in my DMs. I'm like, that nigga right there that was bawling, crying, like, couldn't hold his crying, that's who he is in his nature. Like, that's the core of that man. That's who he is. To me, and he just,
was somebody that probably idolized being a street nigga.
Yeah.
And then when he actually...
He got a rude awakening.
He got like, a very much a rude awakening.
He was like, he put
not,
the gun up on me. He's like, bro, he's right there. He took my jewelry.
Like, his lip was like... Was his lip bleeding or nose bleeding?
Both. Both. Both of them.
I was laughing. And I shouldn't have been laughing because
oh,
I should have been
You
funny.
Should be laughing. It
but
is
that
funny.
That shit was funny.
Because to me, the thing is, if he was a regular civilian not trying to act like a street nigga and that happened, by all means, point him out. Whoever robbed you, did anything, you have every right to do what a civilian does. But to me, the reason why I'm laughing and looking at him like a joke is because he's pretending to be something he's not.
Exactly.
And
you're really a bitch.
Really at heart. And it's okay if you're not a street nigga. Like, let me say that 100 times. Like, I don't get it twisted. I definitely played the streets, right, for a while. But when I no matter what came with that, I was down to accept it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is dumb. Like, when I look back at it, I'm like, the fact that I was willing to deal with whatever came with it, the fact that I was a part of it. And that's the thing, though. A lot of people would choose that, but then when it starts to rain, they're like, oh, fuck that. I can't get wet.
That.
Yeah. Pause. That sounded crazy. But they just, they don't accept what comes with it. Like, to me, to this day, anything I voluntarily, willingly get involved in, no matter what happens, any consequences, I'm dealing with it.
Yep.
Right? But people don't have that. Like, we had integrity and morals growing up. And that's not to say we didn't have snitches, rats, or niggas who switched sides when
they
came.
Few and far between, though.
This seems like...
The whole Tekashi lifestyle has glorified being a rat.
Tekashi could have never came out in my era after doing all that and still survived.
Absolutely not.
There's no way. But these niggas...
He's the cops, but it's okay.
Everybody pulls out their phone like, yo, and he's 100% the cops.
He's 100% the cops, 100%.
He's more of a cop than a cop. Like,
exactly.
And, but that's just the times that we're in now. Like... The scariest thing to me is the fact that they record, they literally build their own indictments. Like, there's always memes coming up that say, that show, like, the police be so bored, they just sit around and wait. Like, all they got to do is go on your Instagram, and they build the case, everything. Because you tell on yourself nowadays.
They wait for you to post guns, money, drugs. Yeah. It's like, we just idolize, and, like, I do social media for a living, so I see what people partake in on a consistent basis. I literally watched a girl snort a whole line of coke on literally on TikTok, like, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Some white girl, literally, like, some regular white bitch at a party, and she just snorts a whole line of coke in somebody's, on their marble countertops in their damn bathroom. Like, I literally saw that on social media. Yeah. Literally 10 years ago, I'd have been like,
oh, hell no, yeah.
Did you just record that? And then you recorded it, and then you asked somebody to send it to you so you could post it.
Mm.
That's the more fucked up part about it, that I'm just like, she was clout chasing, 100%.
For sure,
you know,
yeah.
She's some valley girl probably living in Beverly Hills, California. Like, ain't no, listen, ain't no fucking, Shorty ain't got no real problems for her to be out here doing any damn thing.
Not a problem.
But it's
in
like,
the world.
It's just so intriguing to me that we're growing up in a world where we idolize the idea of if it doesn't get posted, it didn't happen. If you don't record it, it didn't happen. And homeboy getting his ass beat was proof that. And the thing is, it's like, in the world that we live in right now, with the way that cops are treating black people, like, you should have been the last person calling the cops.
Yeah.
He was the first person calling the cops.
Yeah.
Some white lady was like, sir, you need to calm down. Like, you're way too much right now. You way too hype. She could have shot his ass because he was frantic. He was freaking out. He was bleeding. Like, his shirt was all ripped. Like, she could have literally shot his ass.
Hell
she would have had every reason to, because he was acting like a fucking nut. But the thing is, like, people don't think about situations like that. Like, you should have been the last person calling the police.
Especially since you're a street nigga. Not only that,
allegedly,
you are supposedly to be a street nigga, gang nigga. You're just talking like, nigga.
Literally screaming, yelling at the cops, spitting all on her. Like, it was
she's
pure
telling
chaos.
Him to calm
like,
down
she's literally
times.
Told this man to calm down. Like, she gave him so many more chances than anybody else has ever been killed by cops.
And then literally is telling her, I'm going to kill him. I'm like,
he literally said that he was going to kill this man.
Not only are you snitching on yourself, that's also communicating threats. That's also a charge. Like, and you're recording yourself doing this.
She had her body cam on. Her partner had his body cam on.
He had his body cam on.
You had your own damn body cam on. And you're over here putting yourself in a compromising situation. Yeah. Like, you just didn't even think about any of this.
Like, I watched that shit like 3-4 times. Like, I couldn't believe what I was watching.
One time, I was crying. I was like, I'm done.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, nigga, are you really doing this? But it happens so much now. Like,
I think it was like a minute and a half in where he was like, uncontrollably crying. And
that's
when I started crying. Like, that was when,
like,
literally, the real tears came out.
Laughing
of my
or
eyes.
Crying?
No, I was like laughing.
Oh,
crying.
Yeah. That's when I was. Yeah.
He gets zero sympathy from me. He's
at
jerk.
All.
But no, I literally, when he started.
Yeah.
Like, it was, I was done. I was like, I was
fucking, while he was.
I had to pause it for a second.
Hysterically.
While
I was laughing hysterically. Like, look at this fucking clown. Like,
still on fucking line.
Yeah. I enjoy watching that kind of stuff is because. I hope somebody could learn out of that. But a lot of times people don't learn until they're in them positions, though. But back to the ego thing. With women's ego, what about saying sorry?
Okay. This one is a challenge for me, but I will admit when I'm wrong.
Really?
I do have to go through a full psychoanalysis, but I will admit when I am wrong. I've got to sit back and I got to step out of myself, look at the situation from different perspectives to then be like, okay, Morgan, you could have not said that.
Yeah.
And then once I go through my self-reflection, then I have no problem saying, look, dude, my bad. Like, I should not have said it like this. I should have said it like this. I apologize. I had zero intentions on hurting your feelings. Now, when was the last time I apologized to a nigga? It's been a few years. It has been quite some time. But when it comes to apologizing to my female friends, like, I have no problem. You know, I have zero problem setting aside my pride and my ego to apologize to my female friends. But
so
I don't remember the last time I apologized to a nigga.
Why not? Is it because the gender?
It's because I'm not wrong.
That's all women hear when it's time to apologize now. But see, the thing is, men have a hard time apologizing to other men also. Like, do we even apologize to other men? Like, Safa.
But that's the exact opposite of what I said. I have no problem apologizing to my female friends.
Yeah.
But y'all don't want to apologize to nobody. So y'all really
don't apologize. We have to apologize to our women. Like,
yeah, because we're always wrong. Mean it.
But that's because we're wrong even when we're not wrong. So it just becomes normal. Like now, like, oh, I'm just sorry. I'm sorry, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and I'm that bitch. You sorry for what?
Everything. No matter what I did.
No, I need specifics.
For hurting your feelings. For
nope, I need specifics.
Making you feel like.
What did you say that hurt my feelings?
I'll ask you. I'm like, what triggered you to. Like,
don't answer a question with a question.
But then I won't know. I'm like, because I don't know what
because
I hurt
you're
your
not
feelings.
Sorry.
No, I could be sorry.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'd be like, what's wrong? And then y'all going to tell me what's wrong, too.
Fuck that.
Because y'all.
You better tell me exactly.
I'm going
like,
to say
I
what's
need
wrong.
You to tell me exactly what you're apologizing for. I don't want that. I apologize for hurting your feelings. Fuck
but
all
But we're
going to
know. Like, of course, right now, I can't just throw out something. But we're not dumb either. Like, we know what hurt your feelings. Like, we know what's. You know what I'm saying? Like.
I'm not saying y'all dumb, but I'm not saying y'all smart.
I'm not saying either. All right, we might be in the same boat with that, but we also know what hurt y'all feelings. Like, at least most men will. Like, you got to be totally clueless if you don't know what's hurting your woman's feelings.
I think that it's a combination of clues, but y'all just don't give a shit. Like, this is one thing that I say to my boyfriend all the time. You got two options: either you aren't listening, or you don't give a shit. Those are your two options. There is no in between with y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Like. I tell him all the time. I ask him to do certain things for me. He don't fucking do it. Okay, which one is it? You ain't listening. You don't give a shit. Which one is it? So I know how to move accordingly with you. Because you got me fucked up. If you think mm-hmm. I'm going to keep repeating myself to you for the same two things. The one thing, the two, whatever it is I need you to do.
Yeah.
It is one, ladies, it's one or two things with these niggas. And you can ask him, is it you don't give a shit or you're not listening? Which one is it?
More than likely it's because we're not listening. Or we just procrastinators with a lot of shit. Like, it's not that we don't care, we all care, like mm-hmm. but I think it's because with men we're taught, I don't know, I think it's a lot with our upbringing and how we deal with each other. Like with your homeboys, we don't, like, the way I see women interact with each other, like y'all are nice with each other, y'all buy each other shit, y'all compliment each other. That's just what y'all do with each other. Like, men don't do that shit with each other. Like, we have a hard time complimenting each other. Like, I can't look at Sci-Fi,
I think,
and tell,
that's whack as fuck. I think that y'all should hype each other up. Like, I see so many guys hyping each other up on Instagram and social media and TikTok and shit. Like, you should hype up your friends. If you respect their accomplishments and you appreciate what they've done and the changes that they've made in themselves, you should hype them up.
No, that part is cool. We could do that. But I right. can't, like, y'all can big up each other with way more. Like, you could tell another woman she looks nice today.
You can't tell another guy that he looks nice today?
How? Like, what
the
are you,
fuck
like,
is wrong
you
with
can,
you?
You can say it, but it has to be done in like a masculine way. Like,
okay, so what, you deepen your voice?
No,
what
no,
the
no,
fuck
no.
Is
like if I see Sci-Fi, like you see he got the bracelet, I'm like, okay, I see you got the fresh
okay,
braids.
Okay, that was a compliment.
Yeah, but that's, you see how we have to go through
okay,
so much
so,
to
okay,
do
so
it?
Let me ask you this. So nah. If one of your friends comes in and he's dressed in a bomb suit, like head yeah. to toe, shape up, you yeah. know, like brush his teeth,
yeah.
nice suit, full 9 yards. How do you compliment him?
I could tell who getting money around here. Like, you got to say something. You can be like, oh, you must got a date tonight or something.
Now,
you can't say like, yo, fam, you look nice today. Like,
why can't you say that?
You hear Sci-Fi laughing in the background? You see how crazy that sounds?
Sci-Fi.
Yeah, because I can't tell a nigga he looks nice today. Like, I don't even feel comfortable saying that to a nigga. Like, tell him how he looks.
Compliments your eyes.
Yeah, like, you can't be like, wow. Like,
you can't say, oh, you have beautiful eyes.
Man,
I'm talking about,
off.
Like, stop. You look nice today.
No.
You look nice today.
Nah. You can just be like, oh, you killing it. Like, it has to be in a masculine way. Like, if anybody who's a long time listening to the podcast, you go back and listen to Bro Code. I think it might be season 2. We spoke about stuff like that. Like, there's ways to compliment a man. You can't just... You have to do it in a respectable way.
I haven't even
way.
Listened to the episode, but I know more than half of it's bullshit.
Yeah, for you. Yeah,
especially. I haven't even listened to it. And I know it's bullshit. Yeah, bro. Guys, compliment your fucking friends, please. Like, there are men, there are men that are like, their love languages are words of affirmation and like quality time and acts. The same love languages as me. And they want to be complimented. Compliment them.
You look hot.
Okay.
Men want to be complimented, you saying?
Men
by other
want
men?
To be yes, they want to know.
Men?
It doesn't matter who it's coming from. It is still a compliment.
Yeah, it is. Check this fly shit out. Why would I want to be complimented by another man?
Because words of affirmation is not your love language, so you don't give a shit.
Ah, so you're saying it's because of what? I can't argue that. No, hold up. From other men.
It doesn't matter who it's coming from. You
it
just
does.
Want to receive some type of affirmation.
It
I do
can
not
come
think
from women.
That no. I do not think that with words of affirmation, I do not think that there is a contingency plan that it has to come from a certain sex of individual.
To you.
Period.
You can't I'm telling you from my
words
own
of affirmation is not your love language. So you can't ask that. So maybe we should ask the listeners, if there is a man that is listening and your love language is words of affirmation, do you prefer a woman? Or do you just not care? Do you just want a compliment? Do you want someone to just appreciate you? Someone to say you look nice today? Someone to say that's a really good thought process? That's a really good perspective. Like, do you care where the words of affirmation come from? Because the way these females set up nowadays, they're not stroking your ego.
Yes,
so,
they are. Yo, listen. I can speak for myself, right?
All right? I'm about to kick him out. He's about to be kicked out.
Like, words of affirmation are great things, right? They make you feel better. They're good for your confidence and everything, right? If I'm... I don't even want no nigga to tell me no shit like that, but...
You can't... So at your wedding, you don't want anyone to say you look nice.
Women.
You don't want a man to say you look nice and you're
I'm not going
to
say... I don't... Like, it's not something I look for and it won't mean anything to me.
No
I'm
one's
not gonna
saying
say,
that you're looking for it, but if one of your fucking groomsmen say, bro, you look nice, like, congratulations.
So, yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, I do.
Okay,
right.
Then. So but you will receive it.
You have
it.
To say it in a certain way, like... That's the thing.
First
like,
he ain't saying your ass look fat in them damn jeans. He's not saying any of that. He's just
but
saying
see,
that you look nice.
So can you agree that for most men, or not even gonna say most men, but so I'm speaking strictly for myself and Sci-Fi and guys around me. You can compliment your homeboy, but you got to be in bounds. Like,
I disagree. Like, I think that you should compliment your friends. If you know your friends, you know your circle.
You should
compliment them, and it should be perfectly fine. It doesn't matter. However it comes out of your mouth, y'all say it and then deal with it later.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess. Because
I got my female friends all the time. Morgan, yes,
see, women
looking real
can do that.
Fucking nice today. Thanks, girl. Appreciate
women can
it.
That do that,
goal.
Though.
But see, that's the fucking patriarchy speaking right there. Like, that's fucking bullshit that you can't just compliment your friend without having to second guess the way that you're saying something.
All right. So a woman can give that and she won't be considered gay, right?
I wouldn't give a shit if she was. I have gay girls all the time saying the same shit to me.
Okay,
I take the compliment the exact same way.
What if a nigga tells, if you see... We not gonna use. If you see a nigga come in here and be like, "Yo, I like the way them gray sweats fit you," you see?
Sci-Fi, I'm fucking done with you.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, a woman can
I'm
tell you
laugh,
that.
I'm gonna laugh because that shit's gonna be funny to me, and you should laugh because it's
no,
funny.
No, that shit is not funny to me. All don't right, talk right. to me about no shit like that. Like, but that's what I'm saying. Like, there's look, now she cares. But there's things that y'all could get away with that we can't. A woman could come in here. Like your homegirl, right? She coming in like if she was complimenting your ass, if she smacks it or touches it, you're not gonna feel no type of. Oh, I don't know, I can't speak for you, but most women, I've seen women touch each other, and it's not considered nothing. She could be totally straight. She don't want nothing to do with you, but she just does it.
So let me ask you this: did you play sports?
Yeah.
Did you not have men smack you on the ass?
That's different. Like,
how is it different?
Because that's in bounds for basketball. That's what I'm
it's
saying.
It's inbound, but it's a compliment. It's a term of
endearment, no.
Is it not?
It's not complimenting your ass. It's
no,
complimenting
it's a
the shot.
I didn't say that. I said it's a compliment. It's a compliment your performance, which is a form of what? Affirmation.
Yeah. But most guys, like, even with that, like, niggas don't really smack you on your ass. Like, they
I've
really
I've seen y'all smacking some ass.
No,
I've
never
seen it.
I didn't smack ass. Like,
I don't, I'm
pause.
Not talking about you. Right, I'm talking about, I've seen men. I've gone to basketball games, football games, soccer. I've gone to rugby. It doesn't matter what sport it is. Yeah. I've seen a lot of gripping of the ass.
No,
I've
no,
seen
no.
It
don't,
all.
Stop it. They don't grip. It's just a smack. Morgan Wallen. She did now. But. Nah, I feel what you're saying. Like, but that's
it's an affirmation, though.
It is.
Still a form of affirmation.
It's in bounds, though. My whole thing is, whatever
your bounds is what society tells you is bounds. Your own thought process and perspective into the way that you perceive and see things is upon what society has molded 100%. You to think that.
100%.
So a man walking in here telling you that he likes your hat and that you look nice tonight should not make you uncomfortable. Period.
But what if that's what you were programmed to think? That
you need to unlearn that.
That's true. I'll never debate that. Matter of fact, Humble the Poet has a dope book called Unlearn. If y'all fuck with audiobooks or read, check that out. Humble the Poet has a book called Unlearn, and it's a dope book. But yeah, nah, for sure.
So I'm about to fuck you up real quick. So you have a son, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if your son wants to dance?
Dance.
Let me finish.
Yeah.
What if he wants to dance? He wants to ballet, gymnastics, jazz. Don't you shake your head at me because they can't hear you shaking your head. What if your son wants to go and we ain't logging off no damn 2011 or 2001 Dell. I don't care about none of that shit. What if your son, because this is another thing, like, first off, black men in gymnastics is a whole separate thing. Like, y'all would literally fucking kill it if y'all really took gymnastics seriously. But that's a whole separate conversation for another day. What if your son wants to get into ballet and jazz and contemporary dance and classical music and all of this shit that you have literally been programmed to think is all things that your masculine son should not do? How would you feel about that?
Honestly, like, all jokes aside,
no, I want you to set aside your fucking pride and ego. No. With
seriously,
all jokes,
like,
aside,
that's why I speak for myself. My son, if he wants to do that, 100%, I'm gonna support whatever he wants to do. Mm-hmm. That's all jokes aside, because I think I always say that the reason why I didn't even baptize my son, because I don't even want my religions to be.
You want
on
him to make the choice.
He has to live his own truth, his own life. Mm-hmm. Like, I really, because there's some of the stuff that I, like, even how we're talking right now, I know the reason why I'm like that is because I've been programmed that way. Religion's been passed down to me. I didn't choose my religion. My religion was given to me. Everything that I've been, that I'm literally programmed like a computer. Like you just said, the Dell, whatever. I'm programmed.
2001.
Yeah, like, and literally I haven't been updated. Like, we have to update ourselves and unlearn shit.
Right.
So my son, I want him literally to, of course, I'm not going to be 100%. There's going to be some things that I'm going to be uncomfortable with, but that comes with growing as a person. Like, right. I want him to be whatever he wants to be, like, 100%. But I'm going to, of course, with anything you do, you're going to try to guide him in the right direction.
Absolutely.
But follow your own dream, my nigga. Like, because at the end of the day, when you go to sleep, you're going to be thinking about that shit, whether you made the right decision or wrong decision.
Because you could literally be holding your son back from being a gold medal Olympic gymnast.
Facts.
Because of your societal norms. That
a swimmer, he could be anything.
Anything.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hairdressing? I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't like it. See, the thing is, if you're asking me what I would like and what he's able to do are two different things. There's a lot of things that I did that my dad didn't like. My mom hated, but at the same time, they weren't cool. I forced it, but, you know, I don't want that tension, because a lot of tension that ever came with me. But then there's also a big gap between them being, like, from a whole different world. Like, I'm raised in America. I'm first generation. Even though I was born back home,
You're Americanized.
Americanized, and I had to break all type of shit because it was worse for me because I just didn't have that freedom to be who I wanted to be. With, you know what I'm saying? So I don't want my son to ever have to go through the same shit that I did as far as that. But even though I know my parents had good intentions, you know what I mean? So he could do whatever the fuck he want to do, and I'm going to support it for the most part. Like, as long as it's in bounds, like, as far as, like,
but you can't morally, put your bounds.
No, okay. I'm just talking about morals, right. Like, what's right and wrong. Like, you're not going to be out here pimping women. Like, I ain't going to sit there and be letting you do that type of shit, but.
Your son should be a feminist.
I don't know what a feminist is. I don't know. A feminist? Like,
my brother's a feminist. So my brother's 5 years younger than me, and he very much so advocates for all the women's rights. You know, breaking the glass ceiling. Women being able to walk home at night with having anyone disturbing them. You know, 100%. Dismantling.
I just don't like labels. Like,
no, and I get that. But I'm like, it's unfortunately we live in a label culture. So just more so, I want your son to be able to stand up for women, stand up for women's rights, you know, advocate for women doing the same thing that he can do, even if it's better.
I had a couple of my homegirls get at me recently on Instagram because, you know, as majority of the people who follow me are women, right? Mm-hmm. And even listening to the podcast, they're women. So I tend to put posts up on Instagram that targets women, whether it's antagonizing them or I don't like pandering.
But you also know that women are going to respond before a man will.
Bingo. You see how you just automatically understood that?
I also know social media.
So. Yeah. Oh, that's true. That's true. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had one of my homegirls hit me. What I put up the other day? I put up a post saying a dude stole $10,000 from his wife or girlfriend.
I saw that.
He turned it. He flipped it into, I think, $100 million, and she wanted $40 million. I said, just joking around.
Wait,
and
I thought he flipped it to the. Then he. It was like $270 million. It was some crazy shit.
It was a crazy number, and yeah. She wanted $40 million, and he was like, "No, he just gave her 10 stacks back." And people, and I put up a poll. Of course, it's to antagonize them, and you know, but it's for my algorithms, just the engagement. That's all I did it for.
It's all for the numbers.
Yeah, and that and so, and so, it's sad that I have to tell some people that, but at the same time, a lot of people don't understand how Instagram and algorithms work.
This is the reason why I wanted to have a social media talk with you.
We should do it next week, or well, no, I got somebody next week, but we definitely need to have that.
People don't get it.
Yeah, so hopefully, maybe some people will get it then. So I literally had to break it. And normally, I don't like to explain the method to my madness, but I told her, I was like, yo, listen, man, I literally do this because the majority of the people who follow me are women, and they're the only ones who really respond and engage and go back and forth with you. Guys, you can put up a post about guys and you see that shit has low engagement. And if I pander to women, women don't like that shit either. For the most part, women could see right through that. Oh, this nigga's pandering to women. Like, they don't care. But if you antagonize women and put up shit that goes against what they believe, oh, they're going back and forth with you.
You telling too much information.
Right? Yeah, but I hate when people come up and say, oh, you hate women. I'm like, nigga, I'm surrounded by women.
Listen, when fucking Mez reached out to me and was like, oh, we should do an ego talk. And I'm like, I'm not trying to be on your podcast like I'm a man hater. You know, like that's, I'm always going to vote for women first.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it's like, I'm not trying to come on here and come off as being a man hater because I'm not. I love men. I love black men specifically. But at the same time, y'all niggas be wrong, and I got to call y'all out.
And the thing is, people look at it like if you're pro-woman, that you're anti-man. But that's not the fucking case. You can be pro-woman and pro-man, too. But sometimes there's a, like, it's lopsided in who gets what. So it just, I don't know.
I think it depends on the situation where you can be pro-man, pro-woman. It's very difficult. Like, you are a man, and that's the reason why my brother is really big on, like, look, I'm always going to vote for whatever it is that women are talking about because we are more logical when it comes to a lot of things.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, he's like, I'm a man. So obviously I'm going to do manly things, but it's like, I know that women are more disadvantaged than men are, especially black women. So I'm always going to go to bat for women.
It ain't nothing wrong with that.
Period.
Yeah.
What other questions did you have?
I think that might be it. Oh, well, I don't know. Guys don't like for you to address their woman.
Okay.
Right?
I've got a lot of thoughts on this.
So remember when, I don't know, recently, Lil Uzi is dating JT from the City Girls. I don't know if you've been following with this.
Not qualified.
So, all right. So, for example, all right. So, that's cool. The City Girls, Miami, JT.
JT was the one that was in jail, right?
Yeah. So she's dating Lil Uzi Vert. Mm-hmm. So I guess there's something, some sort of underlining back and forth joke or beef with Lil Uzi Vert, who's dating JT from the City Girls, and her partner, Young Miami, who's from the City Girls. Right. So they got on live, and Young Miami was going back and forth with Lil Uzi Vert while JT was in the passenger seat or the driver's seat. Young Miami's man, who's the producer, I forgot his name because of the alcohol, but he got fucking pissed because he's talking to his lady about some shit. And he's like, yo, if you
was he talking crazy to her?
Not really, but you could tell there was an issue.
It was tension, but he was being disrespectful.
It depends how you take it. You could tell he kept cutting her off. Like, you'd have to see. Like, some niggas, a lot of niggas would take it disrespectful because it's like, why are you addressing my girl anyway, nigga? Like, you got a problem with my girl, especially when anyway, so we don't even have to get into their details, but men having an issue with you talking to their woman.
So I'm an alpha female, so I don't need any man to speak for me at any point in time. I never expect for a man to speak for me. I just don't. I have zero expectations of that. You know, I've never. My father will go to bat for me any day because he's my father, you know? So it's like it's a little different, but I don't expect anyone to show up for me. I'm going to show up for my damn self, and I don't give a damn what anybody has to say about it. But when it comes to this, because I'm getting very like territorial vibes from this situation.
Yeah.
Like, I'm nobody's property. You know, like I used to serve, I've been serving tables my entire life. I've been working in food and beverage and hospitality for a very long time. And there were often times where I'd greet a table and I would greet the entire table. So it would be husband, wife, and then their two kids, three kids, however many little rugrats are at the table.
Right.
And the only person that would ever engage with me would be the husband. And it would always happen with white families. And I always thought that was intriguing, that I'm just like, sir, she can actually speak for herself because I see that she has a mouth and she's talking to the kids. So, and I don't know if it was because I'm a black woman and white women don't engage with black women. Like, I didn't know it because I was also living in Florida, and y'all know Florida kind of weird. But it became a reoccurring theme even when I moved to Miami. So I knew it wasn't just because of Central Florida that I was living in when I moved down south. It was the same issue where women weren't allowed to speak to me as their server. Only the husband was allowed to order drinks, food, appetizers. Obviously, he paid for the check. And I just thought I've never been in a situation where I've gone to a restaurant with a man where someone's going to speak for me. Like,
Would you try to engage with the wife in those situations to see what happens?
I would intentionally piss the husband off. Yeah. Like, I didn't do that my first couple years serving because, like, I was still kind of getting my feet wet when it came to things. But when I moved to Miami, I would intentionally, like, have sidebar conversations with the wife.
Yeah.
Because, A, I wanted to make sure that she was okay. You know, because, A, human trafficking is very real. Right. And like, men blink literally, if he's,
yeah.
Right. Men will literally take their like victims to restaurants to make sure that shit's fucking normal. No, like, I'm literally engaging in separate conversations with the girl that's with them, because I want to make sure she's okay. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, like, I need him to understand that his thought process ain't gonna work around me.
Yeah.
I don't care about your patriarchy, your misogyny. Can you shove it up your ass? Man. I don't care about none of that. Yeah. Right. But it's like, the thing is like, these women are still allowing these views and these thought processes to exist.
Mm-hmm.
And I am here to break all that shit down. So every chance I get, if I got to piss him off and I lose a tip, I don't give a shit.
Oh, well. Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah. And there's even guys that I know as far as with the ego, like, who don't want their ladies to say anything to them. Like, if I know niggas who, they don't want their woman to hug other guys. Like, if another guy comes in there that they know, like, don't hug him. Don't.
That is pure insecurity, and I don't want to be with a man like that anyway, so you can go.
Yeah. But you wouldn't deal with it. But I don't even want to be around dudes like that. Like, to me, if...
Let me ask you this. Do you have some insecure guys in your circle?
I do. Hell yeah, I do.
What are they insecure about?
They're women, really? Like,
so it's the same thing.
Yeah.
So are they uncomfortable when you're around?
I mean, they'll say that they're not, but if I know a guy's insecure, I won't cross those. I won't play on their insecurities. You get what I'm saying?
So you got to tiptoe around them.
Because it's like, if I fuck with you and I know that's how
I'm probably about to piss some people off, but I don't give a shit.
Yeah, it's all good. Like, we always joke about shit like that because I'm like, I
don't hang out with insecure females. You know, like, oh, really? I can't do it because... And I had one comment where a friend of mine, her and I would go out a few times, and she would always, like, men would engage with me, but wouldn't even acknowledge her presence. And there were a couple of times where she addressed that with me, and I'm just like, that's not my problem. You know, like, if a man's not engaging with you, I wouldn't give a shit. Yeah. You know, like, I actually thrive in environments where men are completely ignoring me and they're entertaining somebody else because I can go and work the room and go talk to somebody else. You know, like, I'm not concerned about whether or not this regular ass man on the side of the damn street is telling me that I'm beautiful. I don't need any validation from some perfect fucking stranger, you know, but it's like, if someone's not talking to you, fuck them. Like, it is their fucking loss. Nobody fucking gives a shit. Nobody cares. It is their loss if they're not talking to you. Who cares?
You ever seen, there's like a meme on Instagram. J. Cole saw, I can't remember who it was. It might have been Jay-Z and Beyonce, but he daps up Jay-Z, gives him a hug, like, yo, what's up, my nigga? Like, then don't get me twisted, whoever the other couple is, but he shows him love, embraces him and everything. And then with the woman, he gives her a high five, like, and then it says, this is how you're supposed to greet your homeboy's girl. And I'm like, my nigga, if it's too much, like, I don't want to overthink. Like, if I'm showing you love, like, because it feels weird to dap up a woman to me. Like, it's like, nigga, embrace a woman. And I don't know, it's different because even in different cultures, there's Hispanics who kiss women. Like, a nigga come and kiss
you. Miami, that shit is real.
Yeah.
Not on the mouth, but like the cheek thing.
Yeah.
And I'm really big about
that. In my culture, that's how you greet women. And it's actually three kisses. Like, and then growing up north, like, the Hispanic girls, they'll just come give you a kiss on the cheek. It was normal. And it wasn't that. But there's some niggas that I know who you wouldn't even think of kissing their girl, like, or even hugging their girl because they just feel some type of way about
it. I am not your property.
Yeah.
There's nothing secure about that. Like, that there's is nothing. Just screaming insecurity, self-consciousness, like, I'm not in control because this other man is engaging with my woman. Like, that just screams insecurity on so many different fucking levels that I'm not.
It's a territorial thing, yeah. Like, to me, I don't think there's that kind of behavior, because it doesn't stop anything either, because I always am in the belief if a person, not even just a woman or a man, whatever, no matter how insecure you are with somebody, if they want to cheat on you,
they're going
to
do it anyways.
They're going to do it, and they're going to find a way to do it. You being insecure, going through their phone, going, making sure that's not going to stop shit. It might
secure
slow it down.
People still get cheated on.
That's a fact. Secure and insecure people all the time get cheated on. Like, people get cheated on no matter what your status is.
Right.
But is there anything else you want to touch on as far as ego and no?
I think we did a good job. I think we addressed everything. So relationships, cheating, words of affirmation for you specifically.
As long as they in bounds.
But yeah, no, I mean, I think that if I could leave everybody with something, I say find out what the root of your issues are. You know, if you are having some personal insecurities, if you're struggling with finding out where your ego, your pride, or your emotions are coming from, you know, I say meditate, you know, take a really deep look into yourself to figure out what the challenges are and then go from there and stop perpetuating this idea that someone else is supposed to fix your problems. You know, you fix your own shit. You know, even when you go to therapy, your therapist is going to talk to you about your problems. They're going to help you come to a common ground about how you should handle your shit. They are not going to tell you what to fucking do. That's not what therapists do. So I would say definitely come to terms with your ego, come to terms with your pride. And if you are just this most egotistical person on the face of this earth, I say figure it the fuck out. You know, I'm 100% advocate for psychedelics.
Mushrooms.
That's a whole separate conversation, specifically shrooms. But if you personally are, I'm not a medical doctor, so do not take this as medical advice. If you are struggling with your ego and your pride and struggling with your third eye opening, if you don't know what that is and you don't need to be listening to me anyways, I would say partake in psychedelics, shrooms specifically, because I have completely broken down my ego and my pride, and I've also gotten rid of my anxiety and depression because of shrooms. You know, I'm a totally renewed, different person because of a 6-hour trip. So I think that, because they used to microdose back in the 60s. So if you guys don't know, there is a Netflix series on psychedelics. There is plenty of information out there about it. But if you are struggling tremendously with your pride and ego, I say look for outside sources.
Where can they find you at?
You guys can find me on Instagram, true.matriarch. I am working on a really, really big project coming up soon. So I will be probably tuning back in when we talk about social media. And I'll be coming back and talking to you guys about that. But I can't speak on anything as of right now. But just stay tuned. You know, I will be back. Your favorite matriarch will be back.
And we out of here. That first, well, y'all can find me at Mez Black Label as the personal page, or the podcast page at Mez Drinks and Chill. That first song we heard was Masterpiece by The Baby, Charlotte's Own. And we're going to leave y'all out with The Baby again on Practice. We out.
I be feeling like I don't be popping enough, I be humble. I'ma keep showing my ass if I want it. Hang up the phone on they ass, block the number. I told you don't play with me, nigga. And she be acting funny, probably think a nigga need it. I thought I was faking, she say I'm a cheat. They thought I was taking, I'm ready to mingle. The fuck is you saying, la nigga? I do my little dancey dance. I've got my pants with bands, quit playing, la nigga. And I don't think they talk is cheap, cause now when they talk to me, they paying me, nigga. I probably say the word nigga too much. I'm a real nigga, I don't be giving a fuck. Tommy Hilfiger fits with the shit coming up. When you stay down like this, you rock Vinny. Okay. He broke his head, put a boot on him. I hit the bitch, put her out, put a move on. Bitch, he wanna be just like baby, for real on the low, tryna do what I do, don't. Yeah, just so you prepared, I'ma let you know. They probably told you I'm scared, but I'm ready though. No, the industry can't take the hood out of me, bout to go get some hits from a ghetto hoe. They do it nasty, pull up new whip and it's flashy. Gun on my hip and it's plastic. This the deluxe, I like her, but don't give a fuck. I'm fucking her rough, I'm a daddy. That's how I live. She told me she wanna have kids. I told her don't know what that is. That ain't how we speak. I broke her heart in a piece. She probably gonna call Dr. Phil. I be feeling like I don't be popping enough. I be hopping, I'm showing my ass if I want. Hang up the phone on her ass, block the number. I told you don't play with me, nigga.